fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 19th day of September, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin Monday through Friday here at Republic Broadcasting. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. First thing we do every day with a live broadcast. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today is to learn cross-country navigation. It's different, completely different than using a highway map, in case you don't know. Topographical maps have a lot of markings on it, which might seem strange if you're not used to them. A lensatic compass would be a necessary item, and that's something that could be a lot of fun in normal times and a matter of life and death during a crisis. So that's your prepper tip today. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, man about town, and we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils to your life, like I have, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John.
I got a heads up, a remembrance this morning, reminding me why I did not go into the CIA as an intelligence analyst. I was an intelligence analyst in the U.S. Army. I could have become an intelligence analyst in the CIA with my secret clearance, and I looked at it at the time, and an entry-level analyst in the CIA at the time with a GS-5 rating, which would have meant sharing an apartment somewhere in Arlington, Virginia, within a bicycle ride of CIA headquarters, and eating peanut butter sandwiches and riding a bicycle to work every day for making less money than when I first got out of high school. So I decided not to get that job. But a secondary reason was I learned as an intelligence analyst in the Army that I could spend my work day, my work week, my work month getting a great, credible intelligence, making it into a a good presentation for the higher-ups, and then having it ignored, which is what I found out was what was going to be my career. If I had become an intelligence analyst in the CIA, I knew, because I knew how big organizations worked, that would have been what would have happened. Do great work, send it upstairs to the higher-ups, and have it be ignored. So the story that reminded me of that is the revelation that the CIA was bribing intelligence analysts to change their reports on the real origin of the COVID-19 virus coming from China. So nothing's changed in half a century, has it, Leon?
I can't believe with all this slush money and the billions and trillions that they've blown through the last, 2 years. I'm sorry, in the last, 100 years attached to or 80 years attached to the CIA, that they don't have enough money to pay the new recruits, because if they want to get the best and brightest talent that they always brag about on their website, they would have the cash to say, hey, we got all this slush money. We got to pay. We got to get the best. And so if you're coming out making less money than you did in high school, working for the CIA, when they have lots of black ops, the budgets, I just can't. It just blows me away that.
Well, that's the way. I don't know what they pay now. I don't have. I've not looked into it. But my take home pay, within 2 weeks of getting out of high school, was $110 a week, which was enough to live on for a young man just getting started. But the CIA wasn't even paying that much, which is only 4 years later. So my thought at the time was, if they think that's all my time is worth, I'll go back to doing something that makes some money I can live on and not have to eat peanut butter sandwiches and ride a bicycle to work, because that's all he could afford to do. Yeah, and I don't know what entry-level pay is now. I don't have a clue. But the story below that, this is at the website at AOL Mail. Let's see, who put in this thing? It's not AOL Mail. It's the morning, Epoch Times. A refresher that President Trump requested more security at the January 6th event, and Nancy Pelosi turned it down. So how can we hold President Trump responsible for what went wrong when he made the request for enhanced security and it got turned down? The two thoughts can't occupy the same space, can they, Leon?
I don't know about that. I always hear the idea of wisdom. True wisdom is the ability to entertain two different opposing thoughts simultaneously and to be able to discern the difference. So, if you look at some of the libtards and the woke people, they don't have the capacity, and they always ask for tolerance. But when you challenge them now, they just get apoplectic. So it blows me away. But pertaining to the government right now, you remember what happened on September 10th, 2001, is when there was a VP came out, his Department of Defense, saying, we lost $2.1 trillion. We don't know where it is. And now they're doing the same stuff again. And then the next day, 9/11 occurred. Everything was pushed under the rug. And I've already heard
there's another follow-up to that story. This is a physical part, the square feet of the Pentagon that took care of determining where the money went, was just happened to be the part hit by that missile, which is people were saying it was an airplane. How about that?
Yes, sir. I do remember that. But what I'm saying is that if this is, if that was a prelude, the political prelude for 9/11 false flag, and they're doing the same rumblings already, it seems like they already have another one set up. So I would love to see where, when they start to do this next investigation, where that is located. Because I do recall that financial accounting office was annihilated with that destruction.
Well, quick segue here. Today and tomorrow, if you live near a military Air Force base, you'll see no jet-powered aircraft flying for today and tomorrow, a 48-hour stand-down. They have recovered, apparently, the wreckage of the F-35, which is kind of humiliating, the most expensive jet fighter ever manufactured was lost for better part of a day. But all the U.S. military jet aircraft are on stand down today and tomorrow. Did you hear about that?
I heard about the stand down, but I thought it was specifically the F-35. I didn't realize they did all of the military. That means there's more than one issue, because if you think it's, if you know, if you've had planes in the air for over 100 years, why would they stand down the entire fleet unless there's something else afoot?
Well, there's still rotary, aircraft with props, jet props.
You're saying they're standing down everything, huh? Didn't you say they're standing down 100%, or is it just?
Just the jet-powered aircraft is what I read, which is bad enough. Of course, these aircraft, they have very interchangeable avionics, electronics, and so forth. Many of the components manufactured with Chinese manufacturers, which I think is a massive mistake and has been for years. I remember talking to Dr. Bill Deagle about this and how alarming it was that the aircraft we're building to protect us from the Chinese have components manufactured by our enemy. Does that make any sense?
Not at all, but I thought they had mandate that they had to have American-made products, especially when it comes to the top-secret stuff. So I can't believe they would violate the law attached to that. So either there's slush funds in the defense contracts and the politicians, because I just watched a video last night and it talked about how many Chinese attacks are happening every 12 minutes right now on the grid system. And on DOD, the entire U.S. infrastructure, there's 12 hits. I'm sorry, every 12 minutes, another hit is recorded and defended against. So that's what they're admitting. And remember, we had a Chinese spy balloon, and nobody's really held anybody accountable for this. So this is
well,
just
I got an update just now. It's all aviation. It's not just jet-powered aircraft. It's all aviation. It's on a 48-hour stand down.
So I guess they learned about all the back doors that the Chinese have, and now they're like, okay, we better do it before they decide to pull the plug on all those chips, and then planes start falling out of the sky, as if they really care about the pilots after they gave them all the clot shots. So, I mean, this is all political theater. They're a bunch of morons who are manipulating fear and emotions to accomplish their goals.
Well, talking about the pilots, a friend of mine down in Huntsville, Alabama, he spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long Saturday at my request to have Teresa come on this show with me. And I also sent a follow-up email to Dr. Long requesting her to come on this show. For those who don't know, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long is a medical doctor down in Alabama. Her job was to certify all the U.S. Army helicopter pilots as far as her being healthy enough to be a pilot. And she prepared a sworn affidavit for Congress that basically raised the alert that these clot shots, these COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, are causing non-reversible harm to these pilots. Her warning has not been heeded. The Army continues to give the clot shots to these pilots and everybody else in the Army, as far as that goes, severely harming our combat readiness. So I would love to get Teresa, Dr. Long, on this show and interview her. She is under witness. She's not under witness protection. She's under whistleblower protection, but they still changed her job, taking her authority away from her to certify the health of these pilots. Probably no surprise there, is it?
Absolutely. Look at all the other whistleblowers. Even though they have that act to protect them, they just circumvent it, and they, one way or the other, they lose their pensions. They somehow come up in swimming accidents, or they fall off a swing and die of impact. And so you hear all the asinine, and they make it so blatant that they are not protected, and it just blows me away. RFK is his Secret Service, RFK Jr., his Secret Service detail was eliminated by the Bidens. Oh, we don't, heaven forbid we have any competition. I mean, There's just so many things that we can look, whether it's fires, whatever the case is, there's just so many things that are amiss, and people just accept it.
Okay. Anyway, Leon, people need to be aware of these events. They need to pay attention to them, and then they need to make their plans accordingly, don't they?
Yes. Matter of fact, next weekend we're doing some training. But I think I sent you the information with a person who trains tier one, which is Team 6 and Delta Force. And right now we still have some current openings, and it's down over here by it's in Ozarks in Missouri. And we're doing everything. They're going to teach people the basics. We're going to do a man on man shooting through glass both directions. I'm going to bring some of my dummies unlimited. I picked up a Chacho, three of them. We're going to put them in the car, and we'll show the people the impact of, hey, you can see how much F&J is reflected as compared to Hollow Point. And then we're also going to be doing night vision. They're going to be, it's an intro to night vision and thermal and drones. And so I just can't believe it hasn't completely filled up, but there's a lot of people that are just, complacent about their training. And, you know, I haven't done any hardcore training in since COVID, and it really irritates me that, you know, people think, hey, yeah, I trained in I was a Marine in combat, and that was in 72 or in 68. And it's like, when's the last time you shot? And they're like, 68. It's like, well, you're not the combat stud you were, because the skills are very perishable. And so when I love talking to paramilitary or even police that say the same thing, it's like, wow. You are so deceived that you think that you can take on a major force in defending your home with the number of invasions, home invasions, by yourself, with no skills that you've honed or removed the rust in the last 30 years, the last 10 years, or even the last 2 years. So it's just an indictment of how people are used to normalcy bias, and they don't think that it can happen to me, but. It's going to be really sad when it occurs.
Move the microphone back closer to your mouth there, Leon. We lost some of your volume. It's not horrible, but it's not as good as it was.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just saddened to think that people think that their skills are sufficient enough. I mean, if you're good enough just to live, that's good. But who says a person, the military age man who just came across the border 12 minutes ago, it hasn't been training much more than you have? And so you think you can take on somebody who's half your age or a third your age, and you haven't trained in a decade, but you're going to be Rambo. And I think a lot of people are going to die in the ditch, sadly, thinking, wow, I should have trained more. I'm in bad shape.
Right, absolutely. Well, after this first break, we're going to find out what is the oil of the week. I'm looking forward to that. It's always interesting to get that update about the oil of the week after the first break. And the call number is 512-248-8252. The whole matter of the fire in Hawaii has kind of fell by the wayside, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And they use all these other distractions. You know, it's amazing that the earthquake in Libya and the fires and the issues in Morocco, the earthquake there too. I mean, they keep getting eclipsed by more and more, you know, tragedies. And I pray for the people who are all over the world that are dealing with these things. And, you know, if you read the book, it says there's going to be diverse earthquakes worldwide, and they're going to be increasing in intensity. And we saw the big one in Turkey early this year. So, you know, preparedness is something that you should use now, because These fires are just going to continue. Canada is still on fire, and people just dismiss it. And it's like, okay. And it's sad, but, you know, and then they're going to expect the government to bail them out. Even some of the preppers are going to say, well, I need help. It's like, well, you've known. What have you done for it?
We have a break. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Mr. Sandman,
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. We have with us Leon Green, and he's going to be letting us know right now, what is the oil of the week? Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, the oil of the week is birch. But before I go in there, doTERRA just had a convention last week, and Oni's on bringing up birch. We've had it for years, but it's never been commercially available for us, and commercially available at certified pure therapeutic grade standards. So, birch is fantastic. There's a bunch of new oils. I'll bring them up next week. But birch is the one. It's in the botanical family Betulaceae, and it's steam distillation from the wood. That's how it's extracted. The primary uses are cartilage injury, muscle aches, muscle development, muscle tone, and whiplash. It can be applied neat. That means without dilution. Or you can dilute it if you choose. For children or those with sensitive skin, you can apply it directly to the location, and rub it in with like fractionated coconut oil or any other organic oil, and you can also inhale it directly. And so it's very high in esters. It's a 99% methyl salicylate. And so it's a great analgesic, anti-inflammatory, anti-rheumatic, antiseptic, antispasmodic, a disinfectant, a diuretic. It is a bone and liver stimulant, and it's great for warming. But what really got my attention after listening to Dr. Hill 10-plus years ago is how effective it is in bone repair. That means if you have a broken bone, it actually will stimulate bone repair better than any of the other oils. So, you know, you have to make your own cast. You're going to be doing splints, things of that nature, especially emergency splints. But birch is the one that actually repairs bone tissue. So that's the oil of the week is birch.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I use the oils just about every day of the week. And I keep the Modern Essentials book handy. If you want to get started using the oils and help you achieve your goals, here's what you do. First, go to my website. That would be thelibertyman.com. Go to the doTERRA oil section and do a little shopping. Here's what you're looking for. You're looking for the biggest kit that you can afford without going into debt. That's where you get the most bang for your buck, quite frankly. That's number one. Number two, get two different editions, actually three now, of the same book. Book titled Modern Essentials. You want the fifth edition, and you want the 13th and 14th editions. Are they both PDF now? Is that what they are?
Actually, I did not go to the event because my greenhouse even crumps that, so I'm going to have to give you the answer to that shortly. I will get that information before the call's over.
Well, here's why you want these different editions. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration doesn't allow us to say anymore. So it's a very important edition to get. I believe that the last ink on paper edition was the 12th edition. Is that correct, Leon?
Correct.
Okay. And now they're publishing PDF updates. So you get the 12th edition and 13th and now the 14th. They have the new edition comes out during the or just before the doTERRA convention every year, doesn't it, Leon?
That's correct. And actually, it's the 15th edition, and it looks to be a book, and I'll send you the links.
15th edition. And this is ink on paper book?
Yes, that's what it looks like. It shows
okay.
a hardback.
Well, that's good. Well, that's helpful. So that's what we need now. We got the update. The 5th edition and the 15th edition, simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. That's number two. Number three, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait for the books to be delivered. You've got some issues you want to deal with. Leon would be glad to give you a private consultation to get you going on what oils. And or you'd like to start a home-based business to sell the oils to your relatives, neighbors, friends, people you go to church with, people you go to school with. Leon can help you with that also to set up a home-based enterprise. And what's that phone number, Leon, to call you?
It's 303-495-2188.
And if Leon's busy working on his greenhouse, just leave a message. He will get back with you, won't you, Leon?
Absolutely.
Okay. Moving on from there, there's two issues that are entangled together. One is the COVID 2.0, which is manifesting itself as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the 2024 presidential election. Both of these two issues are closely connected, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And it's based on the fact that if they can control the whole narrative with the COVID like last time, they can shut down the polling. They can manipulate it to make it best for their whatever side that is doing it. And they can prevent if they do lockdown, they can say there's not an election, especially if they decide to do a martial law aspect. And then the despot in charge stays in until the emergency is over, which is as long as he wants to be in charge, or she, for that matter, going to be sexist.
Roger that. Well, they can't have mail-in ballots unless they have another pandemic, can they?
Absolutely. And so
that's the whole deal.
I heard they were trying to do a gag order. The New York DA was going to try to do a gag order, so he couldn't talk about the allegations. And if that's the case, yeah, that would really.
That's not going to fly. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my website just about every day of the week. For you new listeners, and just to keep, we need to keep this in the front of our brains. We're living through the worst crime in human history right now. On the 19th day of September, the worst crime in human history is taking place. That is the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. That's what they are, clot shots. We have more than 200 articles and videos at my website at thelibertyman.com giving details. Now, you may think you know about it. Well, there's a lot more to learn. Why bother? Here's why. You may know a parent of a small child who has not yet got the COVID clot shot, maybe a pregnant woman who hasn't got vaccinated yet. We need to make sure that pregnant women don't get the clot shot, that children get the clot shot. That's why you need to educate yourself so that you can be a walking encyclopedia of knowledge to inform parents why they should not get vaccinated themselves and why they should not get vaccinations for their children. So all that details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you. Of course, we're talking about doTERRA oils this morning, but there's other products that will help you achieve your goals. The days are cooling off. It'll be winter before we know it. If you want to stay warm and cozy and save money, Liberator Rocket Heater will do that for you. I've got mine here just a few feet from where I'm sitting. It kept me nice and warm and cozy all winter and saved me a lot of money. Same thing can be in your home also. And, of course, Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis, pain, gutting you down, same thing. The Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads are off for sale at thelibertyman.com. I personally box them up by taking the little country post office at Cherryville, where the Friday evening fish fry is buffet is back on the menu after being closed for about 2 months. So check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about the events today and how incorporating these oils in your life will help you achieve your goals and, of course, save money. Saving money and achieving goals is what it's all about, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. Loving the Lord. I agree.
Absolutely. Well,
talking about saving money right now, I'm smoking a chicken that we raised this summer on my Traeger grill, and I'm also smoking garlic and some bell peppers, some hot peppers, and a bunch of tomatoes. So we've had fire roasted, in this case smoked. So it's been marinated in a Jamaican mix, a special mix that's been around for 70 years. I just did it yesterday, and I'm so excited. We're going to have it for dinner tonight at a private meeting. So.
We spent a week together on that Caribbean cruise, and you must have the metabolism of a 20-year-old athlete, because I sat next to you and watched you eat two full plates of food and not gain an ounce. You must have a fantastic metabolism.
I do have a great one, but I noticed it has slowed down, and even even just recently, the reason why I did it then was because I had the ability to go play and go. I was boogie boarding and surfing on the back of that cruise ship, the Harmony.
That's right.
Four hours a day while everybody else
was. Oh, was that long? 4 hours a day? Well, no wonder.
Yeah. No, yeah, no.
It burns up a lot of calories.
It sure does. And so, I do miss that. My son loved doing that because we first had to do it after Frontside. We went to a place, Planet Rock, Planet Hollywood. And on the sixth floor, they have the flow rider. And so we rode that. He's like, Dad, that's awesome. So I said, there's a boat that has that too. Let's do that. So he had his first cruise, probably his first and last cruise because of all the insanity that's going on now. But yeah, there's so many things to be grateful for. And I think a lot of times we forget to have fun. Even as preppers, we can still have fun and be prepared. And it's not like you have to be a Karen and try to suck it up. And not enjoy life. So there's so many blessings, but I think a lot of people forget about that. So
that's right.
I love to eat, and I love to live life. So go ahead. What's the next biggest thing in your eyes, sir?
Oh, I think the COVID 2.0. It really overshadows everything else, with the possible exception of the war in Ukraine spinning wildly out of control, which it easily could do.
Yes.
We're expending our limited military resources tremendously there. And between those expenditures and the degrading of the health and well-being of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force, we're making ourselves very vulnerable to attack by our enemies, don't you think?
Absolutely. And talking about that, have you heard anything about all the evacuations and all those planes that were being retrofitted, and I haven't heard you talk about that in a month and a half.
Well, so what's once they're gone, they're gone. We had had two or three, at least two, confidential private sources verifying that the planes were leaving the boneyard where they've been kept for decades, and after that, they're just gone. We don't have any updates on where they went or why. We can speculate why, but nothing's firm.
Okay.
So that's we may get reports from around the planet, but once they've been dispersed and on air bases or Navy bases around the planet, we're not going to hear anything about them again that I can think of. But that was a very important report, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if that's the case, if they did go to Poland or Belarus, or Eastern Europe, they should be visible. And you can hide a lot of things, but because of how large these planes are, especially if talking about the quantities, it's rather hard to hide that many planes at bases that have, hangars. They may have hangars for a C-5, but they don't have it for, 100 to 150 of all the C-130s and things of that nature. So unless they go underground, and then that's a totally different story.
Well, it's a lot of it depends on the lay of the land and what the foliage is, what kind of fencing they got. There's lots of possibilities to conceal aircraft that we don't need to get into. And I think we'll just let that.
Yeah, what about the drones? Think about the drones in out in Kauai. I mean, why do they put up the Biden fence if they're not trying to hide something? You know, they didn't do that for the 9/11. I guess they learned from all the mistakes from 9/11. That's like, okay, let's do a media blackout. And so that's one thing that, you know, Captain Ted always talks about is, you know, how important it is that, you know, this is our 9/11. And the Department of Education says they don't know where 2,025 children are. And that's from the DOE's website. So there's so many things attached to Maui that are suspect. The person in charge there, I mean, the LEO in charge is also a coroner, which is against the you can't have an LEO and a medical in the same capacity. He's violating that as well, but nobody seems to hold anybody accountable.
Right, right. I don't know what Missouri law is in that regard, but apparently that is the law in Hawaii. So interesting. Well, that issue is going to have to be pushed aside until we get more evidence about the aircraft. Now, as far as what's going on in Hawaii, there's more and more evidence coming out about the who was behind that and what their motivation was. And I think the truth will eventually come out there, don't you?
Well, the truth didn't come out of 9/11. We just go down the rabbit hole, but actual truth is actually released. So, you know, that's optimistic thinking the truth will come out. But knowing how circumspect this government is, this regime is, I don't think it's going to be coming out anytime soon, if at all, because, you know, they have no desire of realizing, having the voters realize how incompetent or malfeasant they are in their actions. So, you know, I would love to see the truth come out, and the truth will set you free, but they can't be set free for sure, not these demons.
Roger that. Getting back to COVID 2.0. We're seeing the mask wearing begin all over again, the vaccine mandates all over again. This is a new, untested, unproven, at least publicly untested, unproven. I will reinforce what I said in May of 2020, that this new vaccine has probably been around for a number of years already. They know exactly what it's going to do. It's going to kill and hurt people, don't you think?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, I heard Mike Adams say that they have tested it on 8 mice. Only 8.
Well, that's a public record. And I have private sources when it comes to the original COVID vaccines. Uh-huh. That they were worked on and tested for 6 years before they're released in January of 2021. I have no reason to believe anything otherwise for this new vaccine. It was probably worked on at least 6 years also, getting ready for its release now. Now, by the way, you can't, the common cold is a coronavirus. The reason they can't have a vaccine for the common cold is because it changes more quickly than they can create a new vaccine, which is the same for the COVID vaccine. It changes more quickly than they can create it. So unless technology changes, there will never be vaccines for coronaviruses. Right, Leon?
That's correct. I mean, in viruses in general, because they are after the fact. It's like trying to design a plane after it's left the ground. These morph so fast, and they can mutate so easily that, yes, they're taking a guess. Okay, they're like, and even with AI technology, they're still not going to be 100% accurate on what, because it's a prediction. Okay, we're going to make 2 million vials of this, and what was the most powerful, most dangerous strain last year? And they come up with the numbers, and they do that. So there may be 40 to choose from, but if they're wrong, they're not effective. So, you know, many people say, are you an anti-vaxxer? After seeing all the damage from vaccines for the last 50 years, I am. But if you still want to take it, at least have the knowledge and the real science, not from the FDA that's paid by the drug company to do it, but the actual science, and then you make the decisions. I don't think people
Absolutely.
Are doing it.
It's kind of funny. Robert Kennedy Jr. Says he's not anti-vaccine, but that he's for safe and effective vaccines on one hand. On the other, he'll never tell publicly what he considers to be safe and effective vaccine, which I don't believe he thinks there is one. Do you?
No, I don't think so either, sir. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, Robert Kennedy's made some very powerful enemies in the pharmaceutical industry. These people got more money than you can even imagine, don't they?
Yes. Matter of fact, remember, if you watch his video and read his book, he was supposed to meet with Trump. And then Pfizer gave him $1 million to the Trump campaign. And that next meeting, that following Wednesday, was completely scrapped. And he hasn't seen him since in that capacity. So it's just, it's miraculous how many. And nobody talks about all the microbiologists that died. Remember, there was like 60-plus microbiologists and geneticists that were killed and murdered over the last 10, 15 years. But nobody talks about them either. So,
right.
I mean, there's just so many layers to this onion. It's a spoiled
right.
onion.
Well, those microbiologists that were murdered died under very suspicious circumstances. They're the men and women who could expose the truth and provide mitigation, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And so they can't have that come out, because if that's the case, then what would happen is the truth would come out. And, you know, and so I'm surprised that some of the people like Dr. Malone, McCullough, if you just go on the list, you know, they have not been eliminated yet. I mean, based on, you know, what their knowledge is, but I guess they have to. They can't kill every one of the microbiologists, so then it'd be a real smoking gun.
That's right. That's right. Well, Dr. Malone's been doing a great job, hasn't he?
Absolutely. Look at Dr. Tenpenny. He's losing your license because of politics. It's like, wow.
Well, I had dinner with Dr. Tenpenny. I hope to have her on this show sometime soon. I'll be reaching out to her this week and see if we can make contact and get her on the show. She'd make a great guest, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I think she would.
Well, we'll work on it, and hopefully we'll be able to get her on here and get some updates from Dr. Tenpenny on what's going on in her world. Well, Leon, the work we do is literally life-saving, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, I think about the parents, you know, and grandparents of children who don't know, and their focus is on trivial things, playing games, sports, things like that, and then they don't realize that, hey, if I don't learn this information, I may die. Like the over 100 soccer players who you've seen die or expire on live on TV. But they just keep pushing everything under the rug. That is one Mount Himalaya just filled of all the things they've pushed under the rugs. I mean, trillions of dollars in debt. There's just so many things going on simultaneously that people can't, you know, they're like, I got that, you know, it's not important enough. It's like, wow, this is your life and your grandchildren's life. If you don't learn about it, your ignorance will cost you. Just like in Hosea 4:6, my people. Die because of lack of knowledge. And he's not talking about the whole world dies. It's just the people that know the book, they still die because they're ignorant. And many people don't consider that either.
No, they don't. And they need to, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, we keep putting the word out every week, and we're reaching a lot of folks, doing a lot of good here, Leon. And we will continue to do so, won't we?
Yes, sir. As long as we can. Until... And so what have you heard about the, you know, the September, they're supposed to be taking down the grid for 2 or 3 hours to do a test. You know, they're going to call it under exercises like they did 9/11 with that exercise. And then October 4th, they're supposed to do another thing with the 5G. And that's on the website of FCC and
I'm more concerned about the 5G event than I am the test alert.
Okay.
This whole 5G thing. Now, Todd Collender has issued a warning about that. And, of course, I had Todd on here last March on this show. And because of Todd's work and the people he's connected to, he has some very privileged sources, don't you think?
Yes, and I haven't heard what's happened with that recently. I know he was pursuing all the people who have not done their certified and notarized oath of office, and it's apparently the whole cabinet. I don't know where that is. Has it been languishing in legal briefs?
I don't have an update on that, but what Callender's saying about the 5G is that the 5G test will activate the Marburg virus that's hit inside the people who got the vaccination.
Correct. And many people are like, well, I'll just take out my phone. But you can't take out on iPhones, you can't take the battery out anymore. Not a new one.
Well, this comes from the towers. This will come from the towers. Yeah. It won't come from the phone. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, this hour has flown by as typically they do. We got some good information out here to people, help people realize the importance of the doTERRA oils that I use around my home every day of the week, quite frankly. And We look forward to helping more people in the future, don't we?
Yes, sir, as long as we can. There's so many things to the focus on, and that seems to be the biggest challenge this year. It's only 24 hours in a day. It doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates or if you're a pauper on the street. So you got to prioritize where you think the biggest challenge is. And right now I'm working with a fire protection company right now getting a hold of bulk, non-toxic, chemical AFFF, which is what you use in the military, which is an aqueous film-forming foam. It puts out fires. Then you see what's happening in Canada and Greece and what happened in Paradise Valley and Maui and also in Colorado. So fires are occurring. So if you're in a preparedness and you don't have a viable way to put out a fire, assuming that the fire department is not going to be there to protect your personal house and all your preps, then you've got to take it. These are your own responsibilities. And so that's one thing I'm pursuing, and buying an electric and a gas pump that I can put on the back of a vehicle and along with the tote, and we can actually disperse 275 gallons of water in a minute and a half. And so we'll be able to put out fires A, B, and D. And so this is and so I'm also getting it for the lithium batteries of my solar system. So there's so many things that I have on the plate right now. But I would definitely recommend people they step up their game, both physically, spiritually, and mentally, because things are going to change shortly, and those who haven't prepared are going to have to suffer their procrastination.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Lynn, as always. Have a great week, and we look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
Yes, I put it for our nation and the world. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay. I got a note from Steve Benoon. He'll join us about 9 o'clock or so central. About halfway through the Tuesday morning roundtable. Dave Hodges put out some very alarming reports the last several days. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, Jeff Nyquist will be with us to put in his knowledge as well for the Tuesday morning roundtable, which begins after the top of the hour break here shortly. So looking forward to that. I need to reach out to Dr. Tenpenny, I just need to do that. Her work has been very foundational, very important to everything we know, everything we understand about these COVID clot shots. It's the worst crime in recorded human history. We have a lot of recorded human history going back several thousands of years. This is it. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.